every Wednesday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Please join me.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
What would save the world?
Veganism.
Gun control.
Ending capitalism.
Consensus.
More guns.
Nonviolent communication.
Energy.
Green energy.
Spirituality.
More regulation.
Emotional education.
End the war on drugs.
Libertarianism.
Socialism.
I'm Tuke Edelo, and this is
What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the show. So today we're going to be talking about how can we help Puerto Rico. And if you haven't been aware, it's been hurricane season. Hurricanes have hit all over the fucking place, but they've most recently hit Puerto Rico and some of the Virgin Islands, Hurricane Maria. And today we're actually going to be hearing from some people from a community kitchen in Puerto Rico. And if you're not aware, there's like been a huge imbalance between around like which places have gotten help recently with all the hurricane stuff that's going on. Like, you know, in like Texas, there was Hurricane Harvey. And then in like Florida and down south, there was Hurricane Irma. And there's a huge discrepancy in like the amount of people that have been sent down there to help, like Hurricane Harvey. FEMA had supplies positioned before the storm even happened on August 25th, and the National Guard deployed 31,000 people and supplied 3 million meals and 3 million liters of water. And in Irma, there was 40,000 federal personnel, so much staff in place by September 14th. The storm hit at September 10th. And 6.6 million meals and 4.1 blah, blah, blah million liters of water. And in Hurricane Maria, only 100,000 federal FEMA staff was there, the NPR in Virgin Islands. And Sarah Sanders and Trump, of course, are like making excuses and being like, well, it's because it's hard to get to and da 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 da. But what I want to talk to you about today, this is what would save the world. This is not how can we ask the government to save the world. This is what would save the world on Radio Free Brooklyn. But we're going to talk about how you yourself can contribute, because clearly the government gives no shit about Puerto Rico, because our fucking president, and you know, fuck presidents. I'm not a no more president. I'm not a not my president's girl. I'm a no more president's girl. But, you know, he's just like, the fuck did he even say? I wrote this shit down. I'm like ashamed that I even like wrote the words that he said. It was like, I can't even fucking find it. But he wrote all this fucking shit about like, oh, Texas and Flatbush are Oh my God, I said Flatbush. Texas and Florida are doing great, but Puerto Rico, which was already suffering from broken infrastructure and massive debt, is in deep trouble. Its old electrical grid was in terrible shape, was devastated. Much of the island was destroyed with billions of dollars owed to Wall Street, which must be dealt with. Food and water and medical are a top priority and doing well. Hashtag FEMA. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, what about hashtag help Puerto Rico? Like, hashtag FEMA. Like, it's like, oh yeah, food and medical supplies are definitely our top priority. Definitely. Because that's why you were tweeting about like fucking debt and stupid capitalist nonsense. Damn. All right. So if that's not clear to you that like our government is not going to do shit, then I don't know what is. But so there's this great organization in the Bronx called El Maestro Inc. And they are like a community center. They have like sports, culture, and education in the Bronx. And I heard through word of mouth from somebody, I don't know if this is actually true, but I believe it. They're renting a barge and they're going to send all these supplies to Puerto Rico. But regardless, they're going to send supplies to Puerto Rico somehow. So, and they're local and, you know, they're not government affiliated. And I believe that they're, you know, they're like a community center. They care about the community. So, They need supplies. They need batteries, first aid kits, flashlights, feminine hygiene products, water, formula, diapers, and bug repellent. And somebody else added that we should send condoms. So there's a couple drop-off locations and contacts in the Bronx with Castle Hill. You can email Kim at kcintron76@gmail.com, or you can just go to 1775 Grand Concourse, 5th floor, Monday through Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., or you could just, in there, you could just call Gina at 917-586-0423. And then in Brooklyn, you can go to Bed-Stuy or Bushwick and reach out to Veronica, and her email is silwaliente@gmail.com. Or if you're in Dimmis Park and Flatbush or Florida, no, huh? Because I said Flatbush and Florida before. Anyway, Desiree, DESIREEMARIE81@gmail.com. Sheep said Bay Area. Carla at their email is GUATIBIRI@gmail.com. Lower East Side, Kelly at LIMINA89@gmail.com. And then there's a bunch of shit for Long Island and Jersey and Rhode Island. I don't think anybody there is listening to me right now. But you can go to facebook.com/LMaestro, MAESTROBX. That's Facebook/that. And I don't think I've ever like spelled so poorly. Like I'm just like but you should really donate to these things. And I think that I just think that it's really important for people to reach out to these to people in Puerto Rico, because they've been totally fucked by the American government and the United States government, because they are what they call as an unincorporated territory, and they've been trying to have independence or actually become a state for like a very long time, and it's fucking ridiculous that anybody wants to point to them and be like, oh, you're in debt to the United States. They're in debt to the United States because they're not allowed to fucking vote. They're not allowed to fucking vote. But everything here affects them. It's I was speaking to an anonymous source, and they were saying that they have a lot of family in Puerto Rico and they are Puerto Rican, and they were saying to me, the island has been strangled by colonialism for years, and now everyone can see it clearly. Now that people are literally being starved because they have no access to their money, and it's like, you know, it's fucking ridiculous. Oh, I'm hearing something from this same person. They want to add something to this. Are we going to get some... okay, so they asked their aunt what their top five needs are on the island. Water. They are alternating water service, so not everyone has water every day. Two, they want food, medical supplies, transportation, and technicians to repair damaged infrastructure. All right, so we got to figure out how to be able to do that, because I don't trust that fucking American government or the United States government is going to take care of this. But I'm going to try to get on the phone with me right now. I'm going to try to get on the phone somebody who is at a community kitchen in Puerto Rico. So I'm going to play La Negra Tiende Tumba. I don't fucking know what I'm saying, but Celia Cruz. Here we go.
Esa negrita que va caminando, esa negrita tiene su tumbao. Y cuando la gente la va mirando, ella baila de lado, también apretado, apretado, apretado.
La negra tiene tumbao.
Azúcar, azúcar.
Y no camina de lado.
Si quieres llegar derecho, mejor camina de frente. Para que no hayan tropiezos. Si quieres llegar primero, mejor.
como el melao. Otra como ella yo nunca he encontrado. Ven aquí para poder compartir, porque eres tú la negra linda que me hace feliz. Otra no quiero,
eres tú la que me da inspiración.
Sin ti me muero,
me hace falta más que mi corazón.
Otra no quiero,
si no estás siento desesperación.
Sin ti me muero,
siempre amarte será mi vocación.
Tienes tumbao, anda tiene chulo, no camina de lado. Diosa de la noche, dulce como el melao. Otra como ella yo nunca he encontrado.
Esta negrita tiene tumbao, todo la sigue por su caminado. Esta negrita tiene tumbao, todo la sigue.
Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, okay, hold on. I'm gonna try to figure out how to do this. One second. Hold on one second.
Esa negrita que va caminando, esa negrita tiene su tumbao. Y cuando la gente la va mirando, ella baila de lado, también apretado, apretado, apretado.
La negra tiene tumbao.
Azúcar, azúcar.
Y no camina de lado.
Si quieres llegar derecho, mejor camina de frente.
Hi everybody, I'm trying to do the call. It's taking a little while. I hope you'll stay tuned because it's really important, I think, for people to hear what people actually have to say who are in Puerto Rico rather than the United States, American, whatever the fuck, mainstream media. Okay. Apparently, my friend's aunt is listening and wants to hear Despacito. All right. So I'm hoping that this call comes through in a second, and if it does not, we're going to just, I guess we could play that song just for Auntie. I really don't really like this song myself because it's on the radio all the time here, but let's just do it. I can't believe I'm doing this right now.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some.
Just so you all know, this is an anti-Justin Bieber show. I'm gonna like talk over his part. I'm not really into him at all. He's bad. I can't believe anybody let him do this. Oh my god. Alright, I'm gonna try to get this person back.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah. Ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todo mi sentido va pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Quiero ser tu ritmo, que le enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Favorito,
déjame Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Great. Hello?
Can you hear me?
No, not really well.
Not really well? Okay, well, I can hear you.
Just a second.
Okay. I think we got this, everybody. I think this is... I can't...
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you really well right now.
You can't hear me that well? Can you hear me better now?
Okay, try again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit better.
Oh, great. Okay, so we'll just... I just think it's really important to hear from you. Thank you. So this is Gabrielle. Gabrielle,
yeah,
so,
this is Gabrielle.
So what is that? So what's going on? What's happening right now? Where are you?
Well, right now, I'm at in San Juan. It's you know, basically in the capital.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Hato Rey, but we're basically I'm with a couple of groups of like grassroots organizations that we're basically trying to form these like centers of mutual support. Because right now the biggest problem is not that that there's not enough resources coming into the island, but the problem is the distribution of them. The government is basically holding all the merchandise, and it's not getting to the towns and to the communities that it needs to get to. There's a lot of towns in Puerto Rico that still don't have running water, that the supermarkets are basically without drinkable water, and the food is being the food has been is being how do you call that
is it like spoiling, like going bad,
distributed in, you know, in with limits.
Mm-hmm. So it's only going to certain areas.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me? It's only going to certain areas.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not like the rations. They're rationing the food.
Mm-hmm.
In the supermarket, so a family can only have, you know, a certain amount of food when it goes to the supermarkets. Other than, you know, doing 3 hour after doing 3 hour, 4 hour lines to get into the supermarket. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what's happening in the island right now. There's a lot of people that don't have resources. You know, people are basically without drinking water in most communities in Puerto Rico, and the government isn't doing anything. The government just saying people to keep their calm. While we know that the resources are arriving in the island, but are not getting to the places that they need to get to.
Mm-hmm. So basically, what do you think could be done about that? You think the government just needs to get it together, or do you think that like independent organizations should be sending things and trying to distribute it themselves?
Yeah, basically that, you know, it's a combination of two things. First, the people need to keep doing what the people have been doing all along. It's basically attending each situation on their own. Attending each situation on their own. You know, the communities that have been opened or have opened blocked roads by the debris or anything have been the people. You know, the people have been opening routes and have been reestablishing the communications, while the government is saying that it's not for the people to keep the calm. So what we're saying is basically that yes, you know, we need to, on one side, you know, demand that the government release and decentralize the resources that are arriving in the country, and also for the people to go to the streets, you know, to keep in the streets and to create like these centers of mutual support, to be able to confront this crisis in a collective way.
So it's the job of the people, you think, who are there right now. Like, do you think that it would help for people from here to come there, or for them to just send more supplies and try to get it distributed out to you?
Yeah, well, right now that's a problem. You know, you're talking about the states? I'm sorry, I just didn't really hear that.
Yeah, I'm talking about the states, yeah. or people for, like, so I'm saying, so like,
people outside of Puerto Rico, especially in the United States, have a really big role to play in this moment. And what we're asking is to put pressure on the federal government. Right now, the federal government is who's controlling all the land, the sea, and the air.
Mm-hmm.
So no other ships from any other country that's not from the U.S. is being able to enter the island. Not only that, but since we've gone to the point that since supplies are not arriving to the places that they need to arrive, since the government is centralizing the supplies that is arriving by the ships, by the freighters, by the airplanes, we're asking people to bring supplies in briefcases if they come to the island in their own, you know, in their own private briefcases. And in some of the times that people have arrived in the island with things in their briefcases, even recently, yesterday, we had a comrade to come from the States, and he had a whole briefcase full of food, and all of that food was confiscated before arriving in the island. So right now we're basically asking for the people outside of Puerto Rico to put pressure on the federal government to abolish the Jones Act, which is basically the cabotage laws that restrict other ships from other countries to enter the island. And that's what we're basically asking people, because we know that people are mobilizing in the States for food and resources, but those food and resources, when they arrive in the island, they are centralized. They're not distributed to the places that they need to be distributed. And to be able to do that, we need to generate pressure inside the island, but mainly also outside, to abolish the Jones Act on one side, or to put it to
like lift it,
basically give us relief of the Jones Act on one side, and also to put pressure for the federal and local government to decentralize the resources that are basically being sent. To give you an example, we just read that Colombia is sending, in the U.S., is sending over 1,000 different policemen to the island. You know, we don't need more policemen. We need doctors. We need electricians. We need technicians to be able to put up our electrical grid. We need engineers to be able to figure out how to make our aqueducts work again in the closest amount of time. You know, we need, if you know, the military is able to transport food and supplies overseas to a war zone, how are they not able to transport supplies in a 100-by-35-mile island that they control, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's so total, it's total bullshit.
What we're asking is for the people outside to, yes, keep generating the resources, you know, and accumulating resources, but mainly to pressure the local and federal government to, on one side, abolish or release us of the Jones Act, and on the other, to decentralize the food. We don't need more military. We need civilians. You know, we need people.
We need people coming down there with bikes and cars and coming down and, like, transporting the food to different parts of the island and, like, getting doctors and stuff to just, like, come there.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I was just saying that, like, it sounds like what you need is, like, people, like, just, like, people coming there with, like, bikes and, like, just, like, get it, transporting the food everywhere and, like, or maybe not bikes, other vehicles, but, like, you need, like, doctors to come. I don't understand, like, it sounds like if they lifted the Jones Act, that just, like, tons of doctors could just come there.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
Yeah, that if they lifted the Jones Act, then just tons of doctors could just come there on their own independently.
Yeah, no. Then not only it's just that if they lift the Jones Act, for example, you know, doctors and technicians from other countries, not only from the U.S. You know, we have countries in South America and Caribbean countries that can bring food and supplies much, much, much faster than ships that come from New York or come from Texas or come from Florida. You know, that's on one side, and on the other, the federal government is controlling basically everything. So even if you want to bring resources to a certain community, you know, because you know that through the government it's not getting there, it doesn't matter because the Coast Guard will stop the boat or search the jet and contain, sustain,
confiscate it.
Merchandise you're bringing to the country. So what we're asking is basically for the decentralization of the resources that are arriving on the island, and for people in the U.S. to pressure the federal government to alleviate the Jones Act and the cabotage laws, so we can receive more resources from countries that are closer to us.
Definitely, that sounds. Yeah, I think I'm going to put out a call for people to call their call. I mean, I don't always advocate for this, for them to call their senators and stuff, so that they, because that sounds really important. That needs to happen because basically all we're hearing about here, at least from my perspective, is we're just hearing, oh, FEMA's not doing this, FEMA that, and obviously, like, I know the federal government is not going to do like shit here. So definitely needs to open it up and make it that everybody, that people from, that people who are closer to you can come and help.
Yeah, that would actually, you know, help a lot. And we know that it's possible for both Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. The federal government alleviate those laws for Texas and Florida. So we're asking to do it for us also.
Definitely.
Not, you know, it's not something out of this world to do, because it's been done before.
I think and a lot of people here had no idea that Puerto Rico was even a territory of the United States. Like, I knew that, but not a lot of people knew that. So that's like, that's kind of horrifying to find out about this country. You know what I mean? That people don't even really know what's going on.
Excuse me?
That there are people here that had no idea that Puerto Rico was a territory of the United States until this happened.
Yeah, and you know, in that sense, you know, the United States has also a really big responsibility in what's going on the island. You know, instead of more, I don't know if you know a lot about, for example, our recent problem with the debt crisis that we're having.
No. Oh, the debt crisis. I mean, I heard a little bit about it because, you know, Donald Idiot, you know, posted something about that.
Well, one of the things that we basically need for a reconstruction, you know, not for balancing the situation right now in the island, but, you know, picturing the reconstruction that the island needs, is for a lot of that debt to be basically pardoned. You know, we can't reconstruct the island with a $72 billion debt, and when our infrastructure was basically reduced to, you know, to the ground at this point. And we definitely know that the alternative is not privatization of everything and the basically selling out of the island in really cheap way. You know, we need for that reconstruction and money to come down to be able to reconstruct the island, but without limits, you know, without restrictions. And we don't need more policemen. You know, we need real help.
Yeah, real help. Do you? I'm like tweeting about this because I think a lot of people are not aware about this Jones Act thing. I'm gonna try to get that information out there. People, if you're listening, like, try to get the Jones Act lifted, at least. I mean, I think we should just get rid of it in general, because that's a massive control thing. But what do you have anything else you want to say?
Just that, you know, it's just that the media right now is not covering the things that need to be covered. Thank you for calling us, you know, and trying to reach out to groups like this. I think that the other media outlets in the U.S. should also do a more aggressive job in trying to reach out these grassroots organizations that are trying to do what the government isn't doing right now, and try to get these stories out, because we know that the the whole discourse that's coming out of the island is coming through one narrator, which is the governor,
mm-hmm.
because the whole island has been incommunicated for 7 days. So, you know, we need for the people outside of Puerto Rico to know that things here are not stable, that things here are not fine, and the government isn't doing what it needs to be doing at this point. And the people is the one that are going outside and basically, you know, doing the things for ourselves. And we need the people outside of Puerto Rico to pressure internationally so that pressure could reflect in the island. And we, you know, we need a lot of people that are outside of the island to do that for us.
And what grassroots, what organization are you with?
Right now, I'm a member of a group called Promises Are Over. But the
Promises Are Over
is organizing around this, the Center of Mutual Support, the Centers of Mutual Support.
Wait,
are basically a conglomerate of different grassroots organizations, from feminist groups, more medical groups, or popular kitchen groups, that we have basically come together and in this precarious situation try to mount or construct an alternative to fill the void that is being left by the government.
Is it okay?
We are not, you know, ONGs or private organizations or anything like that. We're just grassroots people who have been basically, you know, in social justice movements in our lives, and all of a sudden we have this catastrophe upon us, and we have to adapt to the situation.
Amazing. It's, I'm so glad that people are getting together there and able to do that there, and I hope that people all over the place can stand up and put pressure on the governments and the people in power to lift the Jones Act and to get lots of groups from all over coming over there and helping.
Yeah.
And you said you're with Promises Are Over. That's what you said it was called?
Yeah, that's what my group. Yeah, we're on Facebook and you can check us out, but
No, I just was like, "Oh, cool."
Yeah, but the collective conglomerate, we've been basically organizing these 3 days. We've moved from the San Juan area, but we're still basically organizing the infrastructure so we can find out ways to get the supplies in and the supplies to the places that they need to go.
It's amazing, amazing, amazing work. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for reaching out.
So yeah, if you have anything left to say, I'm gonna let you go. And you know, again, thank you so much for talking to me and you know getting this information.
Can you repeat that? I didn't get it.
Is it if you have anything else to say? Let's do that. But otherwise, I'm gonna let you go and say thank you so much for you know sharing with us the very important information.
All right. Well, thank you guys. Thank you guys for calling and reaching out.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Yeah.
My name's Took. Took Edelo. Bye-bye. That was very, very incredible for me. And I hope you, everybody listening, learn from that. And I hope that you are going to put pressure on, I never advocate for calling offices and shit, because I'm always just like, what the fuck are they going to do? They don't give a fuck. But this is like a dire, dire situation. Call your senators, call your this, call your that. Tell them to put pressure on the larger governments to abolish. I think it's just fucking abolish the Jones Act, because like really, 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 they're called an unincorporated territory. That's a business term. That's not a fucking people term. Let's put like a fucking like business term on like an entire island of fucking people. Like, damn. Like, okay, so we got to abolish that shit. Stop it. Fucking stop it. Okay, I'm gonna play another song right now, because I gotta collect my thoughts and come back. But here's we're not gonna play any more Justin Bieber. Here's another Celia Cruz song. Here we go. Is it gonna work? Is it gonna work? What the fuck? Nothing ever wants to work for me. Nobody loves me, everybody. But that was heavy. Like I feel like it's very. Can be very overwhelming to, I don't know why the music is not working. It can be very overwhelming to talk to people who you know are in like such a wild, like
ride. You know what I mean? Like, there's something really crazy is happening right now. It's pretty overwhelming. Okay, well, my sound is not working for some reason on my computer. I don't know what's up with that. So let's restart this and let's ramble for another little bit about this. I'm interested in, like, if they abolish the Jones Act, if people are going to be willing to really go there. And so someone is saying also, so my friend who's on the ground there said they're arresting everyone that breaks curfew. And her aunt says, thank you for playing the song, because I guess that's cool that I played Despacito. I can't believe that I played that song on here. I don't like that song at all. Gasoline is severely limited because the island runs mostly on oil and gas for electricity. So bikes are nice. So, I mean, if I can get over there at any point, I want to go there and help with that, because that's like a real legitimate cause right there. Okay, here we go. Here's Celia Cruz.
Sincero, dijo Martí, ¿de dónde crece la palma? Y antes de morir me quiero cantar mis versos del alma.
Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera.
Cultivo una rosa blanca en junio como en enero, para el amigo sincero que me da su mano franca.
Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera,
Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera.
Hello, everybody. That was Guantanamera. Somebody just tweeted at me that is a Cuban song, not a Puerto Rican song. But I believe she's a Puerto Rican artist, so I don't know. I'm a total idiot. So the Jones Act. If you're not aware of what the Jones Act is, the United States has like a ton of control over Puerto Rico. And what it is that no boats, nobody can go there unless they're approved by the United States, you know, whatever the fuck, you know, official blah, blah, blah. And then when supplies gets there, it goes into them and it goes to the control of like the cops or whatever officials there are, and they go to whatever officials there are, and then they control it, and it's completely centralized. And I just spoke to Gabrielle from Promises Are Over. He's currently at the Center of Mutual Support in San Juan, the capital of Puerto Rico, in a kitchen there, and help, you know, mutual aid amongst. And he said that we need to get the Jones Act lifted, and you need to call your senators. You need to go to protest. We need to put a huge amount of pressure on the United States government to lift or abolish this act, the Jones Act, because what could be happening is countries and places that are closer to Puerto Rico could be sending aid right now, but they can't, because if they get there, their stuff will be confiscated and it might not be able to get to people there. When right now, a lot of the stuff is actually going to only certain areas. So that means that there are people who are still without, they're just living without basic necessities. And also, I was just told that Celia Cruz is a Cuban musician, not a Puerto Rican musician. She's a salsa musician. My friend told me to play it, and I did. But you know what? It works. It's good music, salsa music. But get the fucking Jones Act lifted and educate yourself about the fact that Puerto Rico is an unincorporated territory of the United States. A lot of people, I think, did not understand that they are not an independent, not an independent country. And there's a lot of different views on how that should work. But for Donald Trump to tweet about how like they owe debt is ridiculous, because it's like they don't get to vote. First of all, they don't get to vote on anything that happens because they're fucking have no fucking voice. It's just textbook colonialism and white supremacy. Like, I talk about this on the show all the time, white supremacy and colonialism. I talk about Israel and shit. But no, that is straight up. Like, this is like an island where they're going through a major crisis right now. And a lot of there have been similar crises going on in the States. But those crises have been taken care of by the federal government, and things have been, everything's been la-di-da, but not everything's been la-di-da. Let's not minimize the pain of people in Irma and Harvey, but I'm just saying, like, you have like this island that's supposedly our territory, or supposedly not ours. It belongs to fucking Puerto Rico, and we need to fucking not act like the United States has some like divine right. And that's exactly how the United States is acting right now, being like, oh, like, if supplies can go there now, or let's send more cops. Gabriel was saying that more fucking supplies from keep sending cops. It's like, no, they need fucking doctors. They need people who are going to help them rebuild their infrastructure. And we need to fucking, as the United States, need to forgive whatever fucking Wall Street debt was there, because they didn't get to fucking vote on that debt or vote on anything that probably that debt went to. That's probably all our fucking fault. Fuck the United States. I'm sorry. Like, I probably have a rep for being anti-American, but you know what? Like, it's also really stupid for you to call the North America, United States, just America, because there's other places that are called America, and I fuck that up all the time. But don't worry, I'm the biggest hypocrite you all know. But you know, at least I'm aware of it, so I'm better. Nah, fuck hierarchy. But I'm just saying, it's fucking ridiculous. So we're gonna play some more song. We're gonna play some more Celia Cruz, who is Cuban, not Puerto Rican. I'm a stupid United Stater. I'm a stupid United Stater, and that's the way it is.
Quebró la calma y el silencio en ruido se volvió. Quedaron desnudos nuestra imagen y nuestro dolor.
Se mezclaba el cielo
junto con la calle y el rencor.
Nos llenó de miedo.
¿Dónde fue el amor?
Despierta el alma.
Dime si es capaz de despertar el corazón. Ni todo el rencor ni la venganza.
va a hacer perder la fe.
Nadie va a callarnos.
Nuestra fuerza vuelve a renacer.
Hoy me siento libre.
Estamos unidos por amor.
Hoy todo ha cambiado.
Creo más en ti.
That was not Celia Cruz. That was like Ricky Martin and a bunch of other fucking people. That's just some shit that came up on her list on Spotify. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Like when you have like a list of all her songs and the top song isn't even by her. That's fucking ridiculous. Okay, but you've been listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. Coming up, we got Brooklyn Bandstand with Tom Tenney. But I'm going to remind you before we go again, this episode has been how can we help Puerto Rico? And what you can do, the biggest thing you can do right now is to call your senator or go to protest or put pressure on the federal government to abolish the Jones Act. And if you don't know what the Jones Act is, if you're just tuning in, the Jones Act is an act that allows the United States to control all, you know, imports, exports, ships and people coming to Puerto Rico. So that means that all the supplies and all the help can only come from the United States, even though there are other countries but around there that are closer that could send doctors and aid and all the things that they need right now. And currently the United States is sending supplies, but it's centralized and it's not getting distributed properly. It's only getting distributed to certain areas and they're only sending policemen, and they need doctors there. They need people who can help rebuild infrastructure. And we also need to put pressure on the government to forgive the debt that Donald Trump decided was more important to tweet about than the actual people there who need food and medical stuff. And he said that was a priority after talking about the debt. But fuck Donald Trump. But he is the federal government. So we need to put pressure on our senators and shit. Usually I'm not an advocate for senators. I think a lot of these people who work in government don't do shit. But on this one, if you keep calling, like, if they have any heart at all, they have any heart whatsoever, which I'm not, I mean, I believe that, I know some people who, you know, have run for office and I believe they have hearts. So fucking call your senator and shit and fucking do that. And also donate to El Maestro in the Bronx. And you can look up their page on, it's on facebook.com/ ELMAESTROBX, and you can find all the information. Apparently they're trying to rent a barge and send supplies there themselves, but if you're so you should absolutely do that and send supplies. But if you're going to do that, what you really need to do is you need to fucking get the Jones Act lifted so that when they get there with the supplies, it is not taken by United States officials and centralized so that people there don't actually even get it. And then it's only, I was lucky enough to speak to somebody who was at a center for mutual aid, Gabriel, if you listened earlier, who is in San Juan, which is the capital of Puerto Rico. So they have some things there, but they do, but they don't have it everywhere. They don't have supplies everywhere. People are living in fucking shambles. It's fucking awful. It's fucking disgusting. And let's make sure that this next song is actually by Celia Cruz. I think let's talk for another minute about What Would Save the World. And then we're going to close out with a song by Celia Cruz. If you've listened to this episode, thank you so much for listening. This is probably one of the most important episodes I've done on What Would Save the World. This is an episode where I feel like we actually talked about something legitimate that is apolitical. It's political, but it is apolitical. These are people's lives. I'm telling you what acts to call and, I mean, what things to call and what to push for. But it's basically just so people can fucking survive. This was an episode about survival. And if you tuned in and you're gonna call your senators, or if you're going to go donate supplies, you're going to try to do something, that's fucking amazing. I came into the show being like, don't rely on the government. The government's not going to do shit. But unfortunately, we need to get the government out of our way first before we can independently help. And whatever you're going to do, whatever you're going to do, please help. Please do not just be like a silly United States American. And I know I am. I can't pronounce any of these fucking song titles. I feel like a fucking idiot. But you've been listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. Tom Tenney is coming up next on Brooklyn. Maybe, but you can use my computer if you need to. On Brooklyn Bandstand. And if you ever want to be on this show, it's not always this serious, though I am always welcome to the important topics. You can email me at Took, T-O-O-K, at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. You can follow me on Twitter at 2KEDALOW. Usually I tweet more during the show, but I'm going to be tweeting mostly a lot about the Jones Act, at least for the next couple days, probably longer. That's now going to be my fucking thing. Okay. So, people are talking to me about Celia Cruz. Like, she's Cuban, but she's a Latin icon. Okay, so it's fine. Okay, so this is gonna be La Vida Es Un Carnaval. Oh, I think I did that one okay. I still sound like an idiot, but all right, here we go.
Dice. Todo aquel que piensa que la vida es desigual tiene que saber que no es así, que la vida es una hermosura, hay que vivirla. Todo aquel que piensa que está solo
da 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 da.